Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey! It's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites!
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way!
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear!
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool!
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Looper joins us. Hey, Loopy, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here.
Loopy Lou, congratulations on your Emmy nomination, my friend. You must be buzzing.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this is my my first nomination. So
is that true?
I am now an Emmy-nominated producer.
No, you could be an Emmy award-winning producer too very soon. Hey, best of luck, Mark. We're all rooting for you. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So Pete Davidson's fans are slamming Kim Kardashian for being controlling. Kim released a behind-the-scenes clip of her and Pete preparing for the Met Ball. That's the big fancy fashion event. Kim's expertise is here. She does know fashion, getting a lot of criticism for the Marilyn Monroe dress, but that's not the point of this story. What we're going to talk about is on the video, Kim's really controlling to Pete. Now remember, this was not caught by a reporter on the street. This was in a hotel room. She thought this was perfectly fine to post. She's particularly proud and happy of this video. They go through things, the Kardashians, very carefully. They don't post anything that they don't want you to see. So she was fine with us seeing her telling Pete to take his hat off. So she was like, take your hat off. And he was like, well, where will I put it? What should I do with it? And she was like, hand it to an assistant. And she was like, and don't sort of lose it yet in case we need it later for some behind the scenes footage. It's all produced. Everything is so produced in her life. Uh-huh. This looks like just the moment of two people getting dressed. Then she added, I'm just looking out for you. And he said, no, it's cool. And then he said, thank you, man, sort of sarcastically. And he said, that hat has caused a lot of trouble. Now fans are saying that she's really controlling. One person said, let him wear his hat. That's who he is. Another person says, it's only been 5 months and he's already completely Kim's accessory. This video, I don't know, Mark, I watched it a couple of times. It seemed a little passive-aggressive. Instead of telling him that she didn't like the way he looked, she was implying that it wouldn't sort of be that cool with them together. Like, there was something really passive-aggressive about it. And the fact they were clueless, Mark. Kim just was like, great, post it. What do you think?
Oh, man, I agree. It was very passive-aggressive. But I will say, this is history repeating itself. Because when Kim met Kanye, he did the same exact thing to her. Mm. He actually told her that she had terrible style and threw out all of her clothes. And he started to redress her. And if you remember, Rob, on the Kardashians just a few years ago, there was a clip where they were getting ready for the Met Gala and he flipped out about one of her outfits and yelled at her and, like, ruined her day. This is very reminiscent of what has happened previously.
Yeah, it's like learned behavior, isn't it? They say that we learn how to be abusive in relationships. If we grow up in families that scream at each other, we're probably going to go on and scream at our partners. Yeah. And so I want Kim to not do this. Kim, watch this video. Like, I know you have. I know you've watched it a million times. Once again, the Kardashians are really controlling. They have a lot of people, but Kim's the boss. If you work for Kim, Kim decides what gets posted and what doesn't. She has a real detailed eye. She's probably just looking at the dress and how she looks in it. That's probably more important to Kim than what's actually said in the video. But it's not a flattering video to post of yourself. If I spoke to Bruce like this before a big event, a big award show, and then posted the video, he would be really mad about it. He wouldn't be that happy about it. Pete hasn't said anything yet. Do you think we're going to see more of a transformation in the way Pete looks?
I'm starting to feel nervous for these two as a couple because they're not speaking to each other like they are in the honeymoon phase. She's speaking to him like Kris Jenner spoke to Bruce years ago. Very, very bossy and just kind of there's no romance there.
There's no romance there. I don't think I could date somebody who talked to me like that. And if they did it that willing, that easy. You know this is not a one-off. Like, I'd be like, oh, this doesn't feel fun. And the fact that Pete seems used to it, Pete was like, okay, okay.
No, and he's so quirky, so it's kind of sad to see that being taken away, yeah. his uniqueness, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, he didn't say anything about her and what she was wearing, which a lot of people did. Hey, hey, let's figure out what you think about this. Let's do our poll of the day. Pete Davidson's fans are slamming the way Kim spoke to him and said she's being controlling. Are they right? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. What are you working on, Mark?
Oh, we're taking a big left turn here, a really big left turn, to talk about Madonna and a 3D model of her vagina.
Oh. Madonna.
Let me explain what's going on here. So Madonna teamed up with a non-fungible token. That's the NFT, Rob.
I have no idea what it is. I don't even want to know, Mark. Keep going. I don't even have idea. Time. No
Not a
idea.
Clue. Not a clue. Okay, so the NFT, they're creating the series of X-rated graphics showing her fully nude and giving birth to butterflies, insects, and trees. It's just so weird. So the NFT collection is called Mother of Creation, and it's being sold for charity, and it includes a 3D model of Madonna's vagina, which is on full display in a cartoon form on the collection's Not Safe for Work website. So do not scroll on this website if you are at work right now. In the statement, Madonna said, "I wanted to investigate the concept of creation, not only the way a child enters the world through a woman's vagina, but also the way an artist gives birth to creativity." Rob, Madonna. You know, she went on to say this is all conceived with a 3D scan. So someone actually took a scan of her body. So what we're seeing is real. And if that wasn't enough for you, Rob, there is another work called The Mother of Evolution, which shows her giving birth to butterflies. And then a third work, which shows her giving birth to insects. All the money goes to nonprofits. What do you think?
Oh, Madonna, it feels desperate. It feels so desperate now. In the past, Madonna has certainly pushed the envelope, particularly sexually. Remember that book she did, Sex, like 20 years ago, where she was so naked? I know. I remember we got one copy in Edinburgh. I was at school at the time, at university, and we all like put our money together to buy one copy. And it was like scandalous that we had Madonna's sex book. I was shocked at the time. So I shouldn't probably be that shocked about it. Am I being ageist? Is Madonna just doing what she's always done, but now she's 60, I don't like it? I don't want to be that guy. I think the difference is that when Madonna was so shocking in the past, she was really relevant.
Right.
Now she's not so relevant, and it feels like she's been shocking to become relevant. Does that make sense, that a little twist there?
It does, and I think that's what she did best at that time. Like, when they had that book out, the sex book, she was so shocking. But when you think about the people who are relevant today, they're not doing these type of things. They're not looking to shock people with cartoons. And to your point about being an ageist, you know, Madonna's around the same age as my mom. So when I'm thinking about my mom, Doris...
Don't stop there, Doris.
I'm going to stop there.
Do you stop right there, Doris, don't you? Yeah, there's something about it. And I think what it is for me is that Madonna's using the old tricks of her career to make her current career as big. They never work. It's like when the Housewives try to copy Bethany Frankel's prototype. It worked for Bethany, it won't work for them. You have to constantly find new rules. And so Madonna, instead of looking back to your past, maybe look at somebody, Billie Eilish, or somebody that's really relevant today. If that's what you want to be, or even just stop. You're a legend. Mm. You're Madonna. You don't have to do anything to be relevant. You are Madonna. But I don't think you've got anything to prove, Madonna. And this, I don't think it's a good look. Hey, moving along, Zac Efron has said that he is interested in returning to a High School Musical reboot. Could Troy Bolton be back? Oh, he was so cute in it. Mm. It has been over 15 years since the Disney Channel debuted that in 2006. It launched him, really, and Vanessa Hudgens into superstar status, didn't it? I'd never heard of these two, and suddenly they were the hottest people in the world. He was asked, would you be interested in a reboot? And he said, of course. Seriously, having the opportunity in any form to go back and work with that team would be amazing. my heart is still there. My heart's still there too. I want this to happen. The problem is, and feels a little bit Madonna-ish here, he can't go back to playing a 16, 15-year-old. So now he would have to be the teacher in the school, and I don't know if I'm as into that.
What's kind of... I'm shocked at the story. I'd never thought I would ever hear him say he wanted to go back, because truly, Rob, he is the biggest star from that franchise.
He ran away from it too. He did not want any part of this. And there was a moment when he was a movie star where you couldn't even talk about High School Musical. He would like wrinkle his nose. I interviewed him and the publicist made it clear, no questions about High School Musical. They wanted to move on.
You know, he moved on, but no one else in that franchise did. There's Ashley Tisdale and all of them who are still hanging on. So I'm sure when they heard the news, they're like, yes, we have a job again, you know.
Yeah, he's the reason that it's never really been done. If he wants to do it, I will say they'll probably do it. The problem is, though, and this is, I think, a truth in all our lives, going back sometimes doesn't give you the same result. So when you go back somewhere, whether it be to an old friendship, an old job, an old boyfriend, an old girlfriend, lightning doesn't often strike twice. Remember when Rosie O'Donnell brought her show back and it didn't work?
No.
Like, once you leave, I think you've got to try something new. I think I might be wrong in this case, but he can't go back and play the student. He'll look ridiculous. He looks like the substitute English teacher. Like, no.
Which I'll take.
he's still cute, Mark. He's still cute. Hey, talking to cute boys, what's going on at Take Me Out?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Take Me Out. So a day after the nude photo of Jesse Williams performing on the Broadway show has been circulating online, the theater, the Second Stage Theater, announced it's taking action to remove the photo and will be adding personnel to further enforce the theater's no phone policy.
Mm.
Now, Rob, you know I went to see the show in person, so I did have my phone taken away and put into a pouch. You couldn't access it the entire time, which I appreciated and understood. So audience members are able to unlock their phones as they exit the theater, but this policy was, of course, violated when someone snuck in a recording device. In the statement the theater made, they've condemned the publishing and sharing of any related imaging, and they said the policy has been violated and unauthorized footage of our acting company has been posted. Mm. Taking nude pictures of anyone without their consent is highly objectionable and can have severe legal consequences.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Well, the minute I saw the pictures, I texted them to you, Mark. Yes. So we thoroughly enjoyed them. And then when I read this, I felt terribly guilty about this. This is right. Taking naked pictures of somebody without their consent is not right. But at the same time, I wasn't in his living room or his bathroom. I didn't stalk him into a shower. He was naked on a Broadway stage. There were hundreds of people watching him. So is this a little bit more grey than that? If you're willing to stand up on a Broadway stage totally naked in front of people paying a lot of money to see you naked, is it quite the same? I don't want to blur the lines here, but do you know what I mean, Mark? This is not, it's different than sneaking up on somebody in the gym. That's absolutely wrong. But he was on stage naked.
He was for 7 shows a week for many months. But I will say, Rob, they didn't do the most to make sure this wouldn't happen, because in the theater, they checked, they asked for your phone, but they didn't go through your bag. They didn't, you know, go through a metal detector to see if they had any other devices.
So it was an honor basis. So when you walked in, they literally just said, do you have a phone? And people said yes. And they put it, what, in like a pouch?
A little pouch that like locks until you leave and then they
unlock
it.
How does it lock? Do they have to physically lock it, or how do they do it?
It's this little magnetic pin, so you physically cannot open it. And they make you turn your phone all the way off, so in case it buzzes or does something during the performance. But, Rob, they were not looking deeper than this. And part of me thought to myself, in the world we live in, as much as I want to imagine people are respectful, if you're going to be on stage naked 7 days a week and you're one of the biggest TV stars out there, it's going to leak. It's going to happen.
And the key word there is biggest, bum, bum, bum. I was not a big star, I wouldn't probably take the role, but I wouldn't want those pictures out there. Now, this has done wonders for the box office, Mark. It's gone through the roof. And it makes me a little suspicious that the day after he's nominated for a Tony, the pictures leak. This is the best Tony campaign I've ever seen. He's going to win. I mean, the picture alone is going to be amazing. He did say too, so before we get too down on ourselves here, he has spoken about this. Andy Cohen asked him before the leaked pictures how he felt about being naked on stage, and he didn't care. He said it's a body. So I'm not sure he is as upset about this. I hope he's not. I know, if you've seen those pictures, good grief, Mark.
Enjoy.
Good grief. Selma Blair. is talking about overcoming alcoholism, saying she started drinking when she was just 7 years old. Shockingly, she told People magazine, "I don't know if I would have survived childhood without alcoholism." Hmm. It was not unusual for her to come home and before doing her homework, crack open a beer. Hmm. She went on to say that this obviously was not a way to live, and now she's doing much better. But she said she had just an awful, awful childhood, including a rape. She was filled with trauma. Now she's writing a memoir, and she says talking about it is helping her heal. She was diagnosed with MS in 2018. Such a strong person. This is a book I'm definitely gonna read. Lots of shocking revelations, Mark.
Yeah, I really find her to be so inspiring. And what's kind of crazy is Dave Coulier from Full House just came out with a similar revelation, saying that when he was a young child, he started drinking beer around 7, 8 years old. And that was part of the family's culture. And so it was started with sips, and then it started with glasses, and then it became the way he socialized. That's the way he navigated the world. And, you know, I didn't start drinking until I was in college. So I didn't have that experience as a young person. So I can't imagine what it's like to already know what it feels like to feel that way, to be drunk at a very young, being a child.
I can't imagine it. I thought watching my parents drink a glass of wine was so sophisticated.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to be part of that world, like it would make me Noel Coward. And I remember I did try it when I was about 10. Ooh, it was so nasty. I know. And then I didn't drink again till university, but I've certainly made up for it. We'll say no more. Hey, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the pools. Da, da, da. Bye. Sherry Shepherd is saying that she's not mad that Wendy Williams will not be watching her new talk show. Would you be mad? Let's have a look. 80% said they would be mad. Because you didn't need to say this. Like, I know you're not going to watch. It's fine. But you didn't need to tell the world that. No.
That's why we love Wendy Williams, though.
That's why you love
Wendy.
She says
it like she means it.
You just said it. Yeah, absolutely. You just said it. And you know, because let's be clear here. Wendy just didn't announce this. She was doing an interview. Mm-hmm. And when she sat down for the interview, of course they're going to ask her that. And I'm not sure the people around Wendy prepared her for the question she was going to be asked. I would imagine that the first week of Sherry's show, Wendy is going to be very active on social media. So everybody hold on. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh, Rob, it's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Finally.
It's been a very long time. Yes. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are sticking by their ally, Princess Eugene, while they visit during the Platinum Jubilee. So Rob, now the world knows that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will be attending Queen's Platinum Jubilee weekend in early June, but now there's more details being revealed. We're told they'll be staying with Princess Eugene at Frogmore Cottage.
Oh.
And her husband, Jack Brooksbank, will also be there.
Brooks, he's very handsome. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. They're taking the children, Archie and Lilibet?
Yep, they're taking the children with them, and they're going to be there in a very safe space. They'll have
good extra
security. Everything will be...
I like this, you know, because walking back into that family is going to be tough. That's not going to be the most warm welcome. So to have an ally in the family makes me happy. Who would be your go-to if you had a falling out with your family? Who is the one? Is it your brother Jonathan?
Jonathan is like Switzerland. He's like the peacekeeper. So I would definitely go for him. I think he would keep me safe.
He would keep you safe. Mine would be Christine. Sister Betty would throw me under a bus in a second. Anne would be nice, but Anne would be neutral. Christine would be the one I think I'd feel safe with. I don't know. Maybe Anne. Hey, you are our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. People are saying that Tom Cruise came onto the set of Top Gun and fired everybody. Oh. So 21 Pilots lead singer Tyler Joseph, he did an interview, and he said at one point he was involved in the music for Top Gun. You want to do this because you could win an Oscar. And he said, I believe that Tom just came in and fired everybody. He said he saw some behind-the-scenes footage. They showed him some scenes. He hadn't started writing yet, but this is a huge opportunity. Then Tom arrived, fired them all, hired Lady Gaga. Now, as the boss, Tom can do whatever he wants, but he does have a reputation of being a harsh taskmaster. My problem here is, don't hire 21 Pilots if you're not going to give them the gig. Be honest up front. So when I'm hiring somebody or interviewing somebody, I try to be as truthful as possible. I say, you know, I'm talking to a lot of people. This is not your gig. I'm just talking to a ton of people. Do you want to have a conversation? Don't build people's hopes up, because it sounds as if they thought they'd got this opportunity and then they all got fired. They had to be hired to be fired. So just be careful when you're talking to people about work. Do you agree?
Agree. I mean, how could we forget that time just a few months ago when he flipped out during COVID and he threatened to fire the whole crew? Uh-huh. It's like, this is not the first time we've heard these kind of crazy things from Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh. That's it. That's sticking in my mind. That audio of him screaming so nasty. Tommy, sit down. Sit down. It's all good. It's going to be a blockbuster. The original song, Take My Breath Away, won the Oscar. Do you remember that song from the 80s? Oh, I love it. Sometimes it comes on if you're like in a supermarket or an elevator.
Yeah,
oh, I love it. I ride like different floors and just till the song finishes. Let's end with a moment of rob. You get a rob, you get a rob, you get a rob. When you're kind to yourself, it makes you the type of person who is kind to others. And when you are kind to others, you develop friendships, relationships that you never dreamed possible. For a long time, I was pretty angry, and I wasn't that kind to myself. And thus, I was not that kind to other people too. When I started to be a little bit nicer to me, Mark, I became nicer to everybody else. And now I look around, and I'm so amazed at some of the great friendships I have. And it all started, it sounds selfish, with me. Does this happen to you?
I mean, I was thinking about this, Rob. If Kim Kardashian was a little bit nicer to Pete Davidson, perhaps she will get married for the fourth time.
And there's no more to be said on this show. That's amen. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show. Even though Mark gave us a visual of his mummy Doris, then I'm not sure we need it. And we're a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you gotta be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.